LNB's audio diary for the 22nd of April, 2024. It is a, what is this? It's a Monday. And it is about 3:45 in the afternoon. I am about to go to the dump. So it's a short one today, a short one. Let's see if I can get that door and we'll just get out of here. I can't, I was able to open it. Now I can't close it. Let's see, there. Oh, that. That only cost me some pain. There we go. All right, so, let's see. Well, I'm in one of my problem sleep spells. I go through them, as you know. And I'm pretty deep in one now. And it affects everything physically as well as mentally and emotionally. It does. But I've talked about it many times, so I won't go into it again. Just suffice to say that I have not been anywhere near as productive as I would like to be. So, that being said, what have I been up to? Let's see. I worked on some stuff for the role-playing game. Not just rules, but something I was calling a toggle board. And this was a physical way of tracking somewhat esoteric elements such as hit points and stamina and number of rounds fired, etc., etc., etc. And I wanted something like this so that I could do some testing. You know, it's a testing tool in a way, so that I don't have to keep writing things down and, you know, going that way. This is something I can just pull this thing out and I can just go, right? It's one place. And it was a piece of cardboard, many pieces of cardboard actually, pasted and cut together in such a way that there are spaces, like blocks that are set up like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, say the number of hit points you've got. And they're cut out in such a way that I can just grab them and open them. I may have talked about it before, and if so, I apologize for repeating myself, only to say that having looked at that, I came up with a different solution today. Similar to something I did for my pocket paper abacus. And that's to have a slider for where the number is, as opposed to having something that I got a tab, right? And the advantage here is that the tabs require a tremendous amount of cutting, right? Not just, you know, because I'm talking about a toggle board that would work for not just one character, but an entire encounter, right? So I'm thinking in terms of upwards of, I don't know, 20 characters on the board, right? Now, how, you know, can you imagine the amount of cutting that's involved if you're cutting a little tab for each number associated? And we have, you know, stamina and HP and saves and, you know, all this other stuff. I mean, there are a whole bunch of things that that I'm tracking when that happens. So it's really, you know, it was intimidating. And I worked on a thing last night and I made a lot of progress, but in the end it's awkward and clunky. The idea I had today to make it work, I think, is gonna be a lot better. And I'm gonna work on that tonight. Hold on. Okay, that was the dump. So with a slider instead of all these bazillion tabs, it has a mechanical element, and yeah, a mechanical element that slides around, and it's all made of paper and glue, that can actually be a weakness to some degree, but not really. I mean, we're not talking about something that's bearing any weight, and if it breaks, you just glue it back together. It's not a big deal. So I'm thinking this is absolutely the way to go. It's well within my capabilities now that I have the concept in mind. Because I've already done it. You know, I've already done it for the abacus, and I think I can do it for this pretty easily. I don't think it'll be as necessarily quite as robust as the abacus, because the track for the counter to slide on will be longer, So maybe this needs to be a little bit bigger too. Plus, the way I plan to do it is the slider will be, it'll have a hollow spot in the middle, and it'll pass over the numbers and just reveal the number that you're on, right? So like, you know, if you're taking, you know, maybe your hit points at this stage are 11, right? You slide it over, and in the center of that little bead, if you want to call it that, it's made of paper, but we'll call it a bead that's sliding there. In the center of that is the number 11, right? And you move it one space over, and it's 10, and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we're talking about something that over, you know, the length of, say, well, you know, I want to track ammo, right? So if we're talking the magazines for rifles, you're talking about 50 rounds, right? So if you're tracking that many numbers, this thing's got to be 50 spaces long. And now we're talking about something that no matter how hard you try is going to end up being floppy, right? That track that beat's going to be on won't be very good, right? So to counter this, I'm going to have to keep those spaces shorter, right? So maybe I will count them in tens, right? And if I'm counting them in tens, then what I can probably just do is something similar to the abacus, right? And have a number at the top, like have two tracks, right? Just have 1 to 10 and have 1 to 5 on top, right? For that sort of thing, for the tens, right? So I shoot 7 bullets, right? And it goes 1 to 7, right? Okay. And then I shoot 5 more, and that goes 1, 2, 3. Now we're at 10. I bring it all the way back, flip the first of the tens magazines, right, over, and or the count for the magazine over, and then count 2 more up to 12, right? Because we have 10 on the top and 2 on the bottom, and that gets you 12. And that's like an abacus, right? So that would work. It would take up far less space. You know, everything would be used a little bit better, a little bit more. And if that would require, it's still actually a lot of cutting and pasting, but it's more manageable, and it'll be much more compact once the whole thing is put together. So anyway, as I said, this is a short one, and I thought I would just mention what was on my mind. So anyway, that's it for today, because I am home.